number 5 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, seeking authorization to grant a permanent easement to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to allow for the construction of a bridge linking the north end of Mitchell Park to the Hank-Aaron State Trail, and to accept from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources newly constructed trail segments to be located in the park.
Mr. Haley, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, and welcome to the new members of the committee. We're here today to talk about, I think, a really great quality of life thing that's coming to Milwaukee. As you're probably all aware, Milwaukee County Parks operates as a fantastic open-leaf trail system that webs throughout the entire county, makes connections to the exterior counties. But we also work very closely with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, who has created the Lakefront State Park and the Hank-Aaron State Trail, which basically runs the distance of the valley, or soon will. And I have Melissa Cook here with me, who manages that trail system for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. When I'm done talking in a minute here, she's going to take us through a little presentation on where they're at and where they're going with the Hank-Aaron State Trail, which is a really great thing. Basically, what's before you today is they're ready to move into the next phase of construction, and part of that is making two very serious connections to our Oakleaf Trail, to our park system. One of them in Mitchell Park and the other out at the west end of the county at 124th Street, both locations within our park system. And they need a permanent easement in which to, as you'll see, there's a large bridge, which is actually a very unique idea, coming out of the Menominee Valley, spanning southward across many sets of railroad tracks, basically a formidable barrier. And the proposed bridge would actually land on its southern end in Mitchell Park on the edge of the bluff and help connect to our park there. So in order to do that, the southern end, if you will, of the bridge needs to actually land on our property, have its abutments constructed there, and then there's it's proposed to have a small trail sidewalk that connects that bridge terminus with the park itself, creates some pedestrian multi-use amenities within the park. So the issue before you is authorization to grant those easements to help facilitate this trail. And with that, we're going to let Melissa sort of click through and show you the vision. I think you'll see some pretty neat imagery here.
Could you state your name again for the listening audience?
Sure. Melissa Cook, Hank-Aaron State Trail Manager with the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, thank you for this opportunity. I wanted to give a brief overview of the project just so for those that may not be aware of it. The Hank-Aaron State Trail on its eastern end connects to Lakeshore State Park near Discovery World and the Milwaukee Art Museum and the Oakleaf Trail. The first third of a mile traverses City of Milwaukee streets on bike lanes and then connects at 6th and Canal Street where the Harley-Davidson Museum is. And at that point, it changes to an off-street paved trail. It goes through the entire Menominee Valley, following very close to Canal Street, and then ends up at Miller Park. From Miller Park north, we have a signed connection on City of Milwaukee streets to Doyne Park. And last year, we built a connection at 37th and Pierce, which is a bridge that I'll show you some pictures of in a moment. Also, what we'll be talking about today is a connection that we are working on through an old section of the Milwaukee Roads Yards, which is called the Airline Yard, to Mitchell Park, and I'll talk about that more in a moment. And then last year, we completed a 4.5-mile piece of trail that extends west on an old Milwaukee Road line out to 94th Place. One of the other things we'd like to talk about today is right now we are in the process of engineering and design to take a temporary gravel trail west from that part at 94th Place to the connection with the Oakleaf Trail at Underwood Creek Parkway. When I say temporary gravel trail, I'm sure you're all aware that the zoo interchange project will move ahead shortly, and at that time when those overpasses are demolished and reconstructed, there are 5 of those overpasses that go directly over the trail. So we would close the trail temporarily during that construction and have a detour route at that point. But until that begins, we'd like to have people have the opportunity to use this piece going west. When the trail project is completed, it will be within a 15-minute bike ride of over 415,000 county residents. So we consider the connections to this trail extremely important, because if you don't live within that 15 minutes, you certainly can take many portions of the Oak Leaf Trail to access the Hank Aaron. The proposed connection at at Underwood Creek Parkway, at the Honey Creek Parkway, currently exists. At Doyne, through this section, currently exists. And as I mentioned, the eastern connection at the lake currently exists. I mentioned these connections that we've finished this last year, and they go through this Old Soldiers Home, the Veterans Administration, State Fair Park. We'll be connecting at the southern tip of the zoo, and then hope to connect this year at Underwood Creek Park. And as I mentioned, it goes through the Soldiers Home. These are sections of the trail that are currently open. This is near 70th Street. This is at the piece that goes over 92nd Street. And then there are 8 neighborhood connections in total on this piece that was accomplished last fall. 37th, General Mitchell Boulevard and the VA grounds, 56th Street. There's a Holly Road ramp where a bridge was built over Holly Road, 68th Street, 76th Street near State Fair, a small portion on 89th, and 94th Place is an at-grade crossing. This is a diagram, and it's a little bit blurry here, but I think you actually have this in your packet, where the trail will come through Underwood Creek. There's a small park here, tot lot here, and will actually connect to the Oak Leaf Trail. And this is Blue Mound Road, to give you a sense of where we're talking about. The other portion was the Airline Yards portion, which is near Mitchell Park. That will be a 2-mile extension of the Hank Aaron State Trail. There's a partnership there with the Urban Ecology Center to build an outdoor education center. The building is currently at 37th and Pierce. They will add to that building. That will become an outdoor education center and community center. The DNR, the City of Milwaukee, Menominee Valley Partners, the Department of Transportation, and the Urban Ecology Center are working in a partnership to do redevelopment and revegetation of a 20-acre parcel there that will become a park and an outdoor classroom for the Urban Ecology Center. It will also accommodate 70 community garden plots. We will be doing riverbank restoration, and we hope to do the connection to Mitchell Park. This is a rendering to give you a little bit better idea. Currently, this is the parking lot, the eastern parking lot at Miller Park. The Hank Aaron Trail runs right through this area all the way down to the lake. The new connection that we opened last year is here at 37th and Pierce. The Urban Ecology Center would be located right here. The portion that we are now constructing is this 20-acre park. The trail would go through the park and hook up to a bridge right here, which would come onto the embankment just to the north of the domes. And we have worked with Kevin Haley and various other partners from Milwaukee County Parks. We're currently working with Sandy Follerin and their naturalist, Paula Zamiatowski, to take a look at how we might integrate some interpretive elements into the overlook that is at the north section of the bridge. This is the bridge that was built last year at 37th and Pierce. And this is the ramp and tunnel structure that connects with the rest of the trail. This is another rendering looking west towards Mitchell Park. This is a rendering of that bridge at 37th and Pierce, but this is a rendering of the bridge that would be built at 33rd Court. The 37th Street connection is a little bit further down. Again, we're trying to make as many connections as possible so that the public can access the trail. You can see this is a rendering of the riverbank work that would be done. And this is a view looking east towards the domes. You could just see the rendering of the bridge that would make that connection. But as you can see, there is quite a bit of revegetation that would need to be done on this parcel as well as accommodation of the trail. And this is actually the plan. I'm sorry I could not get this to scan in color, much to my dismay, but this is a plan for the bridge that would connect to Mitchell Park. This would be the North Plaza Landing. Here's the Hank Aaron State Trail coming up. The bridge has to be 24 feet clearance over the active rail yard, and it would span that entire distance and then connect to the bluff that is just north of the domes. And again, I believe this is in your packet, but what we are asking for is a permanent easement for that connection of that landing north of the domes, a construction easement for this portion here, and then this would all be built as part of this project, and this portion here would be donated to the county. Anything that I missed on that?
No.
Supervisor DiPietro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to move approval. Second of all, I'd like to salute you all for your hard work. This is so awesome, and we should take time and relish in this. This is something that generations to come will be able to enjoy. And this is really, this is actually a great part of my job, I think, that I play some small role in this. But thank you for your hard work. I know people in my district, and actually the 37th and Pierce is in a part of my district, too, very exciting with Silver City. And then a couple of points of questions. I just thought it would be the appropriate time. Can we get more of these maps? Because this is a highly, I get a lot of requests in my office for these. These are rather new. So please, if we could get, you know, because this is not a county, this is a state, right?
That's a state trail, and we're very fortunate that Friends Group produced that map, and that is very new within the last month, and I'd be happy to provide you with more.
Well, I'd like to request a couple hundred so that we could get a little for each supervisor, please, because I do get requests for that. And then I'd like to also see if you could repeat, ma'am, because I'm writing it down because I think it's important. What was the figure you said again of 15 minutes?
In a 15-minute bike ride, there are 415,000 Milwaukee County residents.
That are that close? Okay. That 415,000 residents are 15 minutes away from the trail, is what you're saying, and then connecting to everything
correct.
And so forth. And then the other thing is, I didn't see, but it could be with our new system here, as I'm doing with the Legistar, these slides, are those available? Because I didn't see that as part of our report, because I'd like to have access to those as well.
They are attached to your packet.
Are they?
As exhibits. Would be
is that what it's called, exhibits? Pardon me, because I'm still trying to get used to this myself.
Right. And you're seeing many of the same images at several different scales.
Oh, under exhibits. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we do have the PDF of that. Okay, and like I said earlier, I move approval. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The motion is to approve. Further questions? Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, I also want to state that this is a fantastic trail. I actually took a trip over there to look at it, and I've ridden parts of the Hank Aaron Trail, and I'm just pleased to see that you continue to add on. is your title, because I see the Hank Aaron Trail does get all the way to the Lakeshore State Park. Is that whole part of the trail your responsibility?
The portion that connects to Lakeshore State Park that's on City of Milwaukee streets is actually maintained by the City of Milwaukee, although we do provide signage to mark the trail.
And how about the Lakeshore State Park?
Lakeshore State Park is a state parks property. The manager there is Tom Kreger.
Okay, so that's not your direct responsibility.
Correct.
Because I know Sue Black is very interested in this because she's doing the Lakefront Long Range Planning Committee, and we continue to constantly get requests to take that bike trail over the home bridge. And this is exciting to see you do the bridge over the railroad tracks and into Mitchell Park. Just fantastic. And by the way, I'm seeing so many more bikes on the buses now. I think as gas prices have gone up, but also as you get more trails here. This is a trail that allows you to go through the central city of Milwaukee into the work area and downtown area, and this is really connecting, I think, the west side into this, and it's just great. If you could, is this funding that you're using to do some of this work, is it at all connected with the zoo interchange? Are there federal requirements that some money be spent on bike trails as part of that project?
I could not answer that specifically. We are working with the Department of Transportation to build that western section and actually the section that connects to Mitchell Park. Definitely there is staff time involved in that, and it's my understanding that when we built the extension and the bridge that went over Hawley Road, that there were some possible DOT funds in that, but I couldn't answer specifically how much.
Would you be able to get that information? Because it's my understanding that when there's federal funding involved for some of these projects, like the zoo interchange, that there be some money spent on the bike trails and so on.
Sure.
I'd love to get that information because I think that kind of planning is invaluable for us as we're looking at some of the projects that are going on with regard to I-94 and certainly looking ahead to the home bridge, even though I know that's not the topic you're addressing.
And Supervisor, if I may add one thing, we have asked the DOT in their zoo interchange plans to help us make a connection to Milwaukee County Zoo. And I feel that is a destination that many, many people will want to be able to access by bike. And so we hope to forward that.
Thank you. This is fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Chairman. I'm curious. I worked at the Urban Ecology Center and found the Urban Ecology Center and Trail and actually did a bike ride with some of my colleagues there. And I worked there, and it was really hard. But it was fun, nonetheless. However, we only went so far, and now that I represent the northwest side of the county, I'm just curious how far north does this trail go, because I haven't quite had an opportunity to really see it outside of, like, the east side, you know, Menominee Valley type of, and then I lived in West Dallas for a little stint, so, you know, I'm familiar with it out there, but I'm not quite familiar with it on the north side. I'm curious how far it goes.
And actually, that's why these connections are so important. The Hank Aaron State Trail really bisects almost the center of the county and stays on an east-west parallel. On that west end, it tips just slightly to the north. But that's why the connections are so important, because your Oak Leaf Trail goes 100 miles around the whole county, and having these connections to the Oak Leaf help people make those connections to the northern communities. And the west side, too, where we connect at Underwood Creek Parkway. If County Park staff will provide a map for you of the Oak Leaf Trail, I think you'll be able to see how accessing it at that location will allow you to get to the northwest side via the Oak Leaf Trail.
Okay. And just another follow-up, that's okay. Havenwood Forest is also my district, so how close in proximity is the Oak Leaf Trail to that? Is it close by?
Havenwoods is a little bit in west of the eastern portion of the Oak Leaf Trail, but my understanding is that there are some on-street connections that you can access. I think Mill Road would be the best connection, and that's a fairly wide street to make that connection to Havenwoods.
And we have a connection, if I'm not mistaken, to Mill Road or Will in the recently purchased 3.1 miles out of Estabrook Park's north end at an angle out to Mill Road. So that bodes well, I think, for connections in the future. The motion before us is to approve. Are there further questions? Thank you very much, Ms. Cook, for the presentation. It's edifying. Would the clerk please call the roll?
On the motion to approve, Haas?
Aye.
Cigars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-0 is the vote.
Director